This is What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, and we do want to know what's on your mind. Welcome to the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the word from Washington. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Steve.
And I know you're traveling today,
word,
so...
Yeah, today's word comes from northern North Dakota, not Washington.
You got to come back for your sanity every now and then, right?
Exactly. That's actually a good way to put it. My common sense.
We should tell folks where Kevin is traveling. He's on Highway 2 right now on your way to Williston, right? Then you're back to Minot, then to Grand Forks for a morning meeting, and then down for a Moorhead Ag Confab with Congressman Colin Peterson, right?
That's right. And then back to Bismarck for some more meetings Friday.
And every Wednesday we have Kevin on for a full hour. We very invariably end up with less time with Kevin than we do have callers, so we're going to get right to the callers this morning and welcome your input at 800-228-0550. You've got basically a radio town hall meeting here with your member of Congress answering your questions on any topic, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or email kfyr@clearchannel.com. And first to go out of what looks like north of Minot is Mark. Mark, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
My name is Bud.
Oh, Bud. Okay. Go ahead, Bud. We had Mark down here for some reason. Go ahead, Bud.
I support you 100%. I've been in the oil patch since I graduated high school up here from Sherwood in 79. I think the conservative way to go is the best because this won't last forever. There's a lot of people making a bunch of money, and I'm very happy to have that. I'm part of it. But it can't go on forever. And I think North Dakota should stay the route they're going, put the money into the towns. But remember, when this dries up, there's going to be a big void. I remember Pheasant Run in Williston in the 80s, and I'll wait for your comments.
Well, Bud is really getting more to state issues than federal issues, but I do like his point, and I think it's good advice for our leadership that to realize that is even if we have an abundance of oil and gas and minerals under the ground, and we do, that it's not an infinite amount, and that this prosperity we're enjoying today should be prepared for and planned for. Clearly, we need to invest in infrastructure. I think the federal government has an important part of that as well, because North Dakota, like it does with food, is enhancing America's national and economic security with our energy development and energy security. And we ought to invest like we're in the business, but we also ought to conserve with the understanding that it's not there forever. And our federal government could learn a lot from our state government, let me tell you.
Thanks for the phone call, Bud, and let's go to Benjamin in Fargo concerning Michelle Bachmann. Ben?
Hi there. This is Benjamin, and I would just like to say that this morning when I was taking my getting ready to prepare to take my finals here at one of the Fargo Public High Schools, one of my teachers who I was going to take the final for, I was going to go take it, and she said, and she saw me, and she said, hold on 1 minute, okay? I'm going to do some cheering, okay? And so then she went to his room and screamed, Michelle Bachmann is going to be done. Michelle Bachmann is gone. It's over. Another teacher. So meanwhile, and then she comes out of the room and she says, I hate that woman. I went to high school with her. She's crazy. Oh,
now, did I hear you correctly, Benjamin? Sorry, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but did you say you were in school today? This is a teacher of yours who said this?
Yep.
And where do you go to school?
Davies.
At Fargo Davies High School.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a high school teacher who's saying, I hate Michelle Bachmann.
Yep, and she's glad that she's not running. Sure.
All right. Hang on a sec. We don't have the best connection with you. But first of all, Kevin, we haven't mentioned it on the program yet today, but big news nationally is that Michelle Bachmann, a one-time presidential candidate, and I think an 8-year member of Congress announced she's retiring. I assume you'd heard that news. What was your reaction to that?
Well, of course, it was mixed. First of all, I wish Michelle well and appreciate her service to our country and to our Congress, and she still has a lot to offer over the course of this current term, and I look forward to continuing working with her. She is, without a doubt, one of the more passionate conservatives in Congress. She's one of the more outspoken, and those are reasons that a teacher from Davies ought to celebrate her, not hate her. She may disagree with her. I think that's fine. I have a lot of people that disagree with me as well. I suppose some of them hate me too. That seems to be a characteristic of the left sometimes when you disagree with them. But the reality is that we don't have enough personalities in Congress, either on the left or the right, that have the courage of their convictions to speak up, say what's on their heart and their mind, defend their positions in rigorous debate in the public arena, because we have traded public discourse in for political correctness. Michelle Bachmann has never suffered from that yet, and I appreciate that a lot about Michelle. But Michelle still has a lot to offer. I don't know what her plan is. I have not discussed with her. I don't know. I was surprised, I guess, by the announcement. But at the same time, I'm sure that whatever she's going to do next will be a contribution to the betterment of society.
Well, I'm curious of your opinion of the conduct of this teacher. And by the way, Ben, was it a personal conversation between you and the teacher or many other students hearing this?
No, thankfully it was only me. And, of course, my opinions aren't easily swayed by liberal teachers who have biases like that. But I can imagine that if there's another student there who heard that, they might have caught some sort of bias from that and may have not gotten an honest, a fair learning environment to be celebrated with. I mean, I know many conservative teachers here that can't talk about politics, can't express their views like she can, because they will be hated. They will not be allowed to have the same freedoms in the classroom as other teachers would. They'd be under way more scrutiny, and it's just sad, you know, being a conservative student and all.
What do you think of the experience of this Fargo Davies student? I mean, that's not appropriate behavior by a teacher, is it, Kevin?
Well, it's not, in my view, it's certainly not. Now, here's what I would say is that I think that the job of a teacher, especially a high school teacher, ought to be to occasionally provoke discussion and debate. And I think that's fine. That's appropriate. But I also think what they ought to be doing when they provoke that kind of discussion is they ought to be facilitating it in a civil forum and encouraging people of all views to express them. And that's what we're missing, I think, today. Scott, what Benjamin experienced in school today in Fargo is what so many conservatives experience. And that is that the education, the left is all for tolerance except for conservative views or traditional views. And that's become sort of true in the mainstream media as well, as we're finding out. But so I think it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it seems to me that Benjamin's up to the task and that he can probably handle himself pretty well with a teacher.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity of being on today, and I got to go take my chemistry final, so I hope you two have a great day. yeah, thanks so much.
Ben, I was going to ask you the name of the teacher, but if your final's not in yet, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll let Scott know. Don't worry.
Best of luck on your finals.
In all seriousness, if someone said, I hate Michelle Bachmann or I hate, Nancy Pelosi or, Kevin Cramer or Heidi Heitkamp or whatever, I don't think that's conduct becoming a teacher, right? Set aside the politics of it. It just seems like inappropriate behavior by a teacher, period. So I do hope
it seems like it to me as well, Scott, that sometimes people say things in the heat of a moment or in their enthusiasm that they regret and hopefully incorrect.
Yeah.
Depending on which side you're on in the politics of it, it's a teacher's job is to foster discussion and bring out thoughts, not hedge somebody into one corner of a thought process. Kevin, you are headed to Grand Forks, and this kind of came up a little bit yesterday. We didn't get into the drone side of this. It started out with a discussion on cameras, and is that intrusive on people's lives? Well, you're going to be at the UAV summit in Grand Forks. You talk about an opportunity to be intrusive on people's lives. Is it a good thing that North Dakota potentially could be a hub for drones?
Well, it can be, of course, just like it can be a good thing to be a hub for tankers and bombers and missiles and the manned aircraft and all the missions of our national security that enhance our security and keep us safer. The problem is some of those same things can be used against us. Abraham Lincoln spoke about this very thing when he talked about the vessels and the armaments of war can be turned on you if you don't love freedom. That liberty is really an emotion of of the heart as much as it is, defended by armaments and weapons. So there's no question that can be the case. But the challenge now, and I think the North Dakota ought to seize this opportunity that we ought to demonstrate with our airspace and with our culture and our qualities and the diverse climate that this is a good place to test new technologies such as unmanned aerial vehicles and everything from drones and
Congressman, we're up against the break. We'll finish that up when we come back. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And what are your questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer? The word from Washington, it's What's on Your Mind.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon along with Steve Bakken on 550 K-Fire, AM 910 KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, Talk Radio on the Bakken, KTGO 1090, and of course AM 1100 The Flag as well on the eastern end of North Dakota, western Minnesota. We appreciate you listening all across those five stations. The voice of the Northern Plains, K-Fire and Bismarck, our flagship for What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We do that every Wednesday. Member of Congress who's here with a radio town hall meeting to answer your questions on any and all topics, 800-228-0550 with your questions for Congressman Cramer, 701-258-0550, or email your questions, kfyr@clearchannel.com. before the break, we were talking about drones and the good and the bad. And go ahead and finish your answer on that on the question of the drones, Kevin.
Yeah, and the thing about drones is like any technology. As it advances, what you find is our Constitution remains the same. The policies of the government remain the same, and their ability, at least their authority, to spy or to impose themselves on people, that all remains the same. It's just that the technology as it advances makes it easier for them to break those cultures. Now, that said, you guys, let's face it, we are at a very low confidence time with regard to our government right now. We have an attorney general who seems to make up a new story every time he's in front of a camera, in front of a committee. Now he's been investigating, independent news reporters and saying he hasn't been, and then we find out he has been. We have an IRS that doesn't have to answer questions of Congress, but you have to tell them everything when you apply for a 501c4 status. We have an ambassador and three other Americans killed in Benghazi, but the White House doesn't have to come forward with any facts, or the State Department. So we're at a very low confidence time with this particular administration in terms of their, first of all, their imposition on our lives, and then their lack of accountability and transparency when they're questioned about it. So I don't blame people for being concerned or being skeptical of our government. A little skepticism is healthy. That said, we can't stop progress. We have to still look at the opportunities that unmanned aerial vehicles present, not just for military or security, but for things like precision agriculture, flood fighting and border security. There are lots of good uses, and North Dakota has a lot of the right things to offer, not only the government, but this emerging private sector industry. So we need to go through and do it, but we need to make sure we do it right, and that's what the summit is all about.
Congressman, I had a follow-up to that, and I'll ask you that as well, but you mentioned Eric Holder. Should he resign?
Well, I can't imagine that he's not going to do the right thing and resign and save his president from having to fire him. If the president doesn't ask for his resignation or fire him, then you have to wonder what else is going on. But let's remember, every time one of these scandals breaks out, we're told that, well, it was just sort of a low-level deal. And then we find out, oh, maybe it was a little higher level. And then we find out the director knew. And then we find out, oh, the chief of staff in the White House knew. But the president never knows anything. So I think he does have to resign. I'm not so sure that there shouldn't be a complete independent investigation into what Eric Holder has been up to with regard to investigating reporters.
Well, my quick follow-up, and then we'll move on from drones, because I think we beat that up enough, but is the summit that you're going to be having in Grand Forks addressing some of the privacy issues? Because a lot of people do have that low confidence in federal government, or has that been addressed in Washington? Have those discussions started yet as we're starting to go down this path of drones? Wow. And you mentioned the upside, like the precision agriculture and the mining and the natural resource availability, the security for the borders. Has the discussion come up in Washington, or are we still in the infancy of it for privacy issues in this country for citizens?
It's interesting you ask the question that way, because I'm on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee that has direct oversight of the FAA and these very issues. And our job is largely the scientific and technological oversight. But I would say 75% of the issues and questions are related more to the privacy side. There is tremendous concern about privacy as it relates to unmanned aerial vehicles. That concern is growing instead of lessening, and we need to get our arms wrapped around it and address it. It cannot be taken lightly, and I fear sometimes that some of the advocates are so enthused that they do take it lightly. I do not, and so I'm again that the summit is about all of the above. But I can tell you, I sit on the UAS caucus in Congress. And most of the discussion, nearly all of the discussion, centers less around the technology, more around the privacy issues, and how do we restore a sense of confidence in the public.
All right. Calls waiting. Mike in Bismarck. Question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I had a question about foreign policy. Do you think it's possible to have more of an isolationist type view? And if so, is that even beneficial? or even possible within this day and age? Thanks.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Great question. Well, we live in an era of globalization and have for a long time. I think it's we're well too far gone to simply be isolationists. For one thing, what would we do if the only food that we grew, we ate, and the rest had to rot? That wouldn't be humane, not to mention not secure. But we live in a shrinking world where we're all more intertwined and dependent on one another. That said, our priority still has to be our homeland, our security. That is the major role of the federal government, is the security of the homeland and of our own people. But even Abraham Lincoln, 150 years ago, said that the love of liberty is bestowed on us by our Creator, and that, in fact, that our great defense in the United States is that principle which prizes liberty as the heritage of all people in all nations everywhere. So we have a global responsibility. I think we've been blessed, and as a part of that blessing, we have a global responsibility. So I think it's somewhere in between, Mike. I think it's somewhere between isolationism and globalism. We have to be responsible global citizens.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer from North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Dean in South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, we were discussing this illegal immigration thing, or all the illegal immigrants, and I was told that in order for a Mexican to immigrate to the United States, they had to have a college education, and I was just wondering if that was true. And I'll hang up and take your answer off the air.
Boy, if that's true, Dean, that's news to me. I have no idea. Hopefully somebody from my shop can look that up. I highly doubt that's the case, however. The issue of undocumented workers, we have about 11 million of them in the United States now. That's one of the most, probably the most contentious issue with regard to immigration reform. There are a number of issues that I think that are bipartisan, that we have a lot of low-hanging fruit that we ought to get after. Things like H-1B visas, student visas, and seasonal workers that are very important to North Dakota. Microsoft in Fargo, for example, has a number of international workers that bring skill sets and technological understanding that we frankly don't have in ample supply. And we need to find a way to streamline the process for legal immigration and for worker visas. And we certainly want to be about the business of doing that with regard to borders and...
Hold that thought, if you would, Kev. We'll take a break. Come back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer straight ahead.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bonk, and I'm Scott Hinnom. Congressman Kevin Cramer, our guest till the top of the hour. He is here every Wednesday with the Word from Washington, taking your questions or comments. So, radio town hall meeting. So, ask away any questions or comments. Now's the time to talk with your member of Congress who's on the road to Williston. He'll be in Minot later today and also in Grand Forks tonight for meetings tomorrow. Moorhead tomorrow as well with Congressman Colin Peterson on a farm bill forum, all of which the topics we will get to as we go throughout the rest of the half hour here. But your questions come first, so let us know what they are at 800-228-0550. Is it raining yet, Steve?
Not here. Not yet, but it is coming. Around the region, Bismarck at 63 this hour, Williston 64, Dickinson 60, Minot at 61, Bowman at 61, in Grand Forks at 66, Fargo 68, Miles City, Montana 57, and Mobridge, South Dakota 65. But it looks like we're going to get some rain throughout the day and tonight around the region.
That's a safe bet. I was checking out the forecast earlier. Everywhere is, you know, somewhere between 70 and 100% chance of precipitation, both today, tonight, and, there's even into Thursday and Thursday night chances of showers. So it's going to be here for a while, near 80 degrees in Fargo today. Bismarck being near 72. Minot up there around, where's the temperature for Minot? 70, I guess. High near 70 today. And, Tioga looks like it'll be, same thing, temperature at about, well, it's pretty bad when you can't find the high temperature because all you're looking at is thunderstorm showers, precip, wind, everything else. Dickinson, 67 for a high today. Anyway, all right, we continue now with Congressman Kevin Cramer on immigration. By the way, we did have an off-air call, another South Dakota caller that wanted to know your position specifically on the Gang of Eight immigration bill, but go ahead and finish your answer on where we're at with immigration for the other caller, and maybe specifically for Ken in South Dakota, what your position is on the Gang of Eight bill, too, Kevin.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. I think I pretty well wrapped up on the other issue relating to the undocumented workers. To be honest, I think the Gang of Eight bill, that's a great starting point. I think it's encouraging that they had some bipartisan conclusions there. We'll have a similar bill probably next week when I get back. It'll be unveiled by our Gang of Eight, so to speak, of Republicans and Democrats. My sense of it in the House, guys, is that we're probably not going to pass something as comprehensive as the Gang of Eight in the Senate. I think we'll take some of the low-hanging fruit relating to the highly skilled technical workers, the seasonal workers, agriculture workers, deal with some of those things that we have broad bipartisan support on, then get to the harder issues like how do you deal with the 11 million undocumented workers and border security. Border security ought to be the highest priority as far as I'm concerned with regard to dealing with the Mexican border. I do think that the visas and whatnot, that's got to be addressed to the benefit of our own investment opportunities in the United States, including North Dakota, so that we have a skilled workforce that meets the demands of our economy in areas that that we don't have the same supply, if you will, of workers. So, I expect the House will be more of a piece by piece as opposed to a large comprehensive position. I don't expect that the Gang of Eight bill out of the Senate is going to reach the House floor in anywhere near the way it looks today.
We're talking with Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 if you'd like to talk with your congressman. Also, you have a couple freshman forums around the area today. You're in Williston and Minot meeting with the chambers. What exactly is a freshman forum?
Well, it's a process or project, really, of the United States Chamber of Commerce, where they take several of their local chambers, wherever a congressman's willing to do it, and I'm, as you might imagine, willing to do it everywhere, and their local chambers sponsor it called Freshman Forums. It's an opportunity, much like this radio show is for me, to sit down with business leaders in various communities, hear what's on their mind, hear their priorities. They'll no doubt talk to me about immigration reform. That's a major issue with both the U.S. and the state chambers of commerce here in North Dakota. We'll hear a lot about health care, Affordable Care Act, of course, that seems to be a top priority. Tax reform is another important topic that comes up a lot at these freshman forums. So you're right, today I have one in Lawson with the chamber. I have one this afternoon with the Minot Chamber. I've already had one with the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce. So I look forward to those opportunities to both give my sort of take on things and then, more importantly, hear from them. I might also add, you know, last week you guys, a guy named Fred did called in and asked about foreign cars or even American cars sold in foreign countries getting better gas mileage, especially in Europe, and then they're not available for sale here. And I did do some research on that, checked with some of the dealership or the manufacturers and found that there are a number of reasons why there seems to be such an abrupt or such a major difference in gas mileage in cars that are sold in the United States versus Europe, especially in the United Kingdom, which I think Fred's specific example was the United Kingdom. Some of it, they said, is the confusion of how things are reported. For example, the UK goes by gallons, but a gallon is a full 20% different than a U.S. gallon. So if it's smaller by 20%, obviously, you know, you're going to have quite a few more miles to the gallon. Or I'm sorry, it's larger by 20%. Quite a few more miles to the gallon. Also, our EPA has a much more stringent process for determining miles per gallon and generally errs on the low side. And if you've ever purchased a car and you look at the EPA mile per gallon rating, you'll notice that really is the case. They rate them quite low. When you get the car, you often find you get a couple more miles per gallon than they rate them. Also, many of the cars in Europe, and I think we talked about this last week, really have smaller engines. Might be the same car, but a much smaller engine. They don't perform as well as American cars do. And we, of course, are people that drive a lot in this country and require those higher performance cars. So I hope that helps answer Fred's question from last week.
All right, boy, he never misses a beat, folks. If you have a question, even if he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it for you the following week. And by the way, those events today that Kevin mentioned, the Freshman Forum, Williston Area Chamber of Commerce, it'll be at the chamber in the classroom area, 10 Main Street, Williston, today at noon. And then this afternoon, 4 o'clock in Minot with the Minot Area Chamber of Commerce, the Grand International at 1505 North Broadway in Minot. So just want to let folks know they can attend those sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Ryan in Bismarck has a question on the Farm Bill for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Ryan.
I wanted to ask Mr. Cramer there to see one word, conservation compliance is in the Farm Bill right now. You know, there's discussions on being a tied to crop insurance and as the direct payment type stuff was going to go away. One, what's Kevin's view on that conservation compliance issue? And two, where is it sitting right now?
Sure. Great question, Ryan. And conservation compliance is as a condition of participation in the crop insurance program in the current Farm Bill is decoupled. So direct payments, if you participate in direct payments under the current law, you are, of course, you have to comply with the conservation rules. If you are simply on crop insurance, if you don't utilize direct payments when you get crop insurance, you do not have to comply. The Senate version of the Farm Bill, which passed the Senate Ag Committee and is currently being debated on the Senate floor, does tie that together. So, in other words, conservation compliance is, in fact, a condition of participating in the crop insurance program should that bill prevail. The House version does not require it. That's where there's a difference, probably one of the largest differences between the two bills is that very point. farmers in North Dakota are overwhelmingly opposed to tying conservation compliance to crop insurance. And I suspect that the House Ag Committee version, I hope anyway, it will prevail on the House floor. I will be pushing for that. And then it'll go to conference committee. Again, we're playing things out as though it's going to happen for sure. You never know. But if, in fact, it goes that way, that will be a point of contention in the conference committee. I have a pretty strong stance from what I'm picking up from leaders in the Senate that should the House pass the bill decoupling conservation compliance from crop insurance, that position will prevail in the conference committee. But who knows for sure? It's not an easy one, for sure.
Now, why do you feel that the landowners and the agricultural community does not like that, and or, you know, to have conservation compliance tied to something? Because if, you know, Swamp Buster programs, stuff like that, which are good programs, they have been for 60 years, why producers aren't going to want that?
Well, they don't want it. That's not even the question. They are overwhelmingly opposed to it. And I think some of it, Ryan, has to do with, first of all, somewhat North Dakota-centric in the sense that so many of the states south of us have drained a lot of their wetlands and swamplands long before there was any type of conservation compliance. North Dakota's wetlands tend to shift a lot. You know, they follow certain climatic patterns. We've seen that a lot in, you know, just in recent decades, obviously, in our state. And we've sort of sustained the central flyway, if you will, in the pothole region. So we're somewhat being, I think the farmers feel being punished for our more natural conservation of our own land. I think that's one of the areas. Also, our climate in North Dakota is a bit more severe in terms of its the big swings back and forth than other places. And so it tends to be certainly a Northern Plains centric issue, but even more so, I think, a North Dakota centric issue. The other thing, Ryan, is crop insurance. I think people understand that if you participate in a commodity title like a direct payment, that with that comes a, you know, some price is extracted. There's some condition. I think people accept that. A crop insurance, of course, is not so much it's certainly a benefit, but it's you get a bill for crop insurance. Farmers pay for crop insurance. And farmers are going to protect their own land as well, or certainly better than anyone else would, because, of course, the sustainability of their own family's income. And
is it the fact that I understand that crop insurance is subsidized by the federal government by 60%+?
Crop insurance is federally subsidized, no question about it, but farmers pay into it as well. And one of the concerns, and I think these get to be sort of in the weeds, but somewhat practical, and I'd be interested in your viewpoint on this, but one of the concerns is that many of the larger farmers, if they have to comply with the conservation challenges, and or if they're not subsidized as well based on their success, they'll withdraw from it. In fact, the risk is worth taking if they can't do with their land what they need to do to enhance success. And if that happens, and if you have some of our bigger and wealthier farms pulling out of the crop insurance program, that just puts more of the burden of the premium burden, of course, on fewer farmers, and more likely the farmers left able to do what the larger farmers are able to do. So just keeping the crop insurance program viable in many respects requires, requires some consolation so that there are, full participation.
Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Up against the break, Mike and Dickinson, when we come back with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City.
And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine, you can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hanlon. We're talking with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And time to get into the lightning round. I did want to talk a little bit, Congressman, about the Agriculture Roundtable you're hosting on Thursday with Colin Peterson. But we got a phone call first. Mike and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Morning, guys. How you guys doing? Hey, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to say it's nice that we have access to you versus your predecessor. You know, you're asked a question and you don't tap dance around it. You actually honestly answer it, and it's really nice that we have access to you, and that you know, 1 week to the next, you'll come back and answer questions that were asked of you.
Mike, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. But I really hope you know and others know that it's sincere. It's the joy of the job. I think it would be peculiar to seek public office if you didn't like the public, you know. And one thing about me is you can agree or disagree, but I'm always happy to have the conversation. And it really helps me a lot, too, Mike. The reality is that I often say you can either be really smart or you can be really resourceful to be successful, or you can be both. And I lean heavily on resources. So one of the things my staff has learned from me is that when they come to me with a question about
Congressman,
sign off on something, I always say, call the stakeholders. Let's see what are the people back in North Dakota, how do they feel about it. Let's draw on that.
Well, I sure hope you always continue that through the course of your career, that you stay in contact with your people.
Mike, if I don't, call me back and hold me accountable, will you?
Well, you betcha.
All right. Thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. And we do have that offer out all at all times for our congressional delegation as well, for Senators Heitkamp and Senator Hovind to come on the program also. What do you hope to accomplish with the Moorhead event with Congressman Peterson?
Well, if the timing's perfect, Steve, for us to get together. Colin is, of course, the ranking Democrat on the committee, a former committee chairman on the Ag Committee, and he's the real veteran here. Me being Republican, him being Democrat, provides an opportunity to bring our commodity groups and our farm groups up to date with what's going on. First of all, on the Senate floor, where they're debating the farm bill right now. Next week, they'll take it up again and probably pass something out. The House bill that passed the House Ag Committee will be on our floor probably a week or two after that. And we want to bring them up to speed with the amendments that are coming. The amendments are being debated. It's important for us to hear from them so we know what we need to be working on, what we need to be fighting for, what's negotiable, what's not negotiable. For example, Ryan's earlier question about conservation compliance, that's a pretty important issue that we need to talk about. There's a dairy provision that Colin has that's very important. We need to talk about that as well. The food stamp program, $20 billion is being cut in the House Ag Committee bill from food stamps, as well as $20 billion from the farm. These are the first food stamps farm bill. So, we need to know what's the...
We're having a little bit of trouble hearing Kevin there on his connection. He did warn us that he would be traveling en route to Williston today and might have a drop or two. So hopefully, Kevin, are you back? Can you hear us okay? We might have lost him. I would just quickly tell you, by the way, that and I think Kevin will call us back. He mentioned that if there were any connection problems, he'd call right back, Aaron. So he should be calling back shortly. The roundtable, the Ag Roundtable with the Farm Bill update that Steve mentioned, is tomorrow at Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead at 2 o'clock. And it is open to growers and any other interested parties, so that's something that both Congressman Colin Peterson and Congressman Kevin Cramer's office wanted us to let folks know. If you have any interest in the Farm Bill whatsoever, want to participate and find out more, the House Ag Committee, of course, has already passed the bill out. As Kevin mentioned, it's being debated right now on the Senate floor this week, and a lot of back and forth on that all-important issue for the Heartland. Ag Roundtable, Farm Bill Update, 2 o'clock tomorrow, Courtyard by Marriott. That's in Moorhead, right off of I-94 at 1080 28th Avenue South.
Congressman was one of the people that spoke at the Memorial Day services here in Bismarck, along with Clint Ramesha. And he also sent a letter to the president demanding action be taken on the backlog at the VA.
Kevin is back, so we can ask about that. Before we do, I want to have one question from our last hour. Shane called back, and I think you answered this last week, but... The caller obviously wanted more of an answer. He was a federal worker who says because of sequestration, he'll be furloughed and lose 20% of his salary. He is wondering and asked us to ask you and Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind specifically, whether or not, given the sequestration and the belt tightening going on, members of Congress would get a cut as well.
Well, members of Congress, like every agency, took major cuts in the sequestration. In fact, Congress cut its own budget, well, now in the last 3 years, by about 20%. And just like the Department of Defense, where Shane works, Shane is a civilian worker in with the Department of Defense, as I understand it, based at the Minot Air Force Base. And by the way, the Department of Defense was given complete discretion to do with their cut, which I think amounts to about 5%, to prioritize. And we gave them a full appropriation authority at the Department of Defense as opposed to across the board, so that the leadership in the Defense Department could cut where they felt was the best place to cut to maintain the mission, of course, of national security. Same is true of Congress. So Congress took a 20% cut, and then we manage those cuts within each of our own offices and within the various agencies. Congress, to this point, has chosen not to cut the salaries portion, but rather to cut entire positions if necessary, or to cut out things like mail, Frankie mail. I have never...
Sorry to cut you off there, Kevin. We are up against the clock again, and there's never enough time with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll talk more about that backlog at the VA and a few of the other issues next week with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
At
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.